Your voice. It is a crime, the things it does to me. The way it makes me feel. It should be illegal. The way it alters my mind. As soon as I hear it, I am taken someplace else. Somewhere in my mind that I have not been before. I feel vulnerable, exposed. That scares me, but it turns me on so much. It's a ritual I cannot escape. Every word you say, every breath, every moan, every sight, every whisper you utter, I'm surrounded by it, enveloped in it. And it drives me insane with lust. How is this possible? How are you able to make me feel this way with just your voice? I've tried to make sense of it, tried to keep it under control. But I always go back for more. More of your voice in my ear. It's like a drug, and I'm addicted to it. When you start to speak, you throw my mind and my body into helpless submission. Then you break them in half, splitting them easily. I'm stuck between a body who is fully submitting to your words, your commands, your stories, and a mind that is still trying to explain it and failing miserably. While your voice distracts my mind, it is doing things to my body that I've never felt before. Jolting it awake, making my pulse quicken and my breath tighten. Heightening my senses and deepening my arousal. As you speak, my hands move slowly over my body. I close my eyes. I imagine they are your hands, exploring me, touching me. Wanting me, your words, moving them, telling them where to go. I'm helpless to resist. I squeeze my breasts and pull and tuck at my nipples, gasping and surprising myself at how much my body is reacting to your voice. Keep moving my hands farther down, my body pushing at the inside of my thighs and spreading my leg support. As you continue on, your voice sinking more and more into my mind, I move my hands over my pussy and start to rub it softly. My moans are quiet and low, but needy as I continue to listen to you. As you go on, I can feel myself getting wetter, and I push my panties to the side and slide a finger inside myself slowly. My hips moving up to meet the sensation. You start to tell me all the things you're going to do to me. And that is when my mind goes wild. It links back up with my body and starts putting the fantasy together in my head. Every word, every detail helping me picture more and more. making me rub my pussy faster and pushing me closer to the edge. I no longer have any control. You have taken over completely. I am at your mercy. And when you are merciful, it is good. But when you're not, it is even better. I want you to punish me with your words. Make me feel every stinging bite. Make me jump and shiver and shake with every description, every thread, every promise, every calculated pause. As you wait for the words to wash over me and take their hold. And once I do, I start fantasizing about you. I imagine you are there watching me, just out of reach, watching me give in and succumbing to your voice. I want you to see me writhe and moan and shudder with each searing word. See me bite my lip and groan into the pillow as your barrage of words hits me over and over again, weakening me and driving me to the brink. I moan and grind myself harder into the mattress, my breath quickening, my body beginning to ache with need and desperation. I move fingers faster and faster, my mind shutting down as my body gets closer and closer. The anticipation right there on the tip of your tongue. Me, softly begging under a shallow breath. And when you finally push me over the edge with a word or command or threatening whisper, I let myself go and fall as the words come crashing down over me. My whole body shivers and shakes uncontrollably. I cry out loudly in surprise and ecstasy as it consumes me, until I'm left a quivering mess, breathing heavily into my pillow. I slowly shake my head out of this daze and start to stand up, my legs wobbling as I go. As I walk by, I see myself in the mirror, flushed, with a stupid grin on my face. I roll my eyes and keep walking. How does your voice do this to me? Maybe next time I will have more control. Maybe. Then again, maybe not.